This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Nicki Minaj has spoken up about her beef with Cardi B. The rapper said, quote, "If Cardi B does to others like she did to Nicki, she's gonna get killed," unquote. She made the statement in the wake of Cardi B's attack on her in New York. She also said, quote, "You put your hands on certain people, you're gonna die, period. And y'all sitting here making this shit a joke?" Unquote. Jeez, this may get even uglier. Disgraced CBS CEO Les Moonves has resigned amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations, ending a 20-year tenure atop one of the USA's most important media empires. This ended a months-long battle for control of CBS between Moonves and the company's controlling shareholder, Sherry Redstone. Moonves will donate $20 million to the Me Too movement and only grope himself. Wow, Post Malone is the luckiest person on the planet, though the man who bought his old house can't say the same. A group of three robbers broke into Post's old house looking to rob the rapper, but the criminals didn't realize he doesn't live there anymore. The guy living in his old San Fernando Valley house, however, was pistol-whipped and had $20,000 in cash laying around. And now, it's gone. Ben Affleck got a special visit while he continues receiving treatment in rehab. 22-year-old Playboy model Shauna Sexton was spotted leaving the Malibu treatment facility Affleck has been staying at for the last 3 weeks. Sexton drove Affleck's Ford SUV to the center and has been spotted driving the vehicle since last week. First the car, next she's gonna move in, Benny boy. John Legend has made history again. The singer became the first black man to earn the coveted EGOT, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Legend won his Emmy for his role in the TV musical Jesus Christ Superstar Live. He, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and Tim Rice all became EGOT winners, making them the 13th, 14th, and 15th people to do it. Congrats! Norm Macdonald is no friend of the Me Too movement, and the comedian is tired of seeing showbiz types like Roseanne Barr and Louis C.K. having their careers ruined by scandals. Norm says he's happy the Me Too movement has slowed down, and he has a hard time believing every victim who comes forward with allegations. That got him uninvited on The Tonight Show. Wow. Look for more fallout. Rapper Mac Miller died with a lot of cash, reportedly worth around $9 million. The artist signed a deal with Warner Brothers for $10 million and recorded 5 studio albums, including last month's Swimming, which all debuted in the top 5. He was the youngest MC to earn a spot on Forbes Hip Hop Cash Kings list several years in a row. Uh-oh, bring on those money-grubbing relatives. Halsey is keeping an eye on G-Eazy in light of Mac Miller's apparent overdose. "I'm definitely his person," the singer said when asked if she's there for her back-on-again boyfriend, who was arrested for drug possession in May. The 28-year-old rapper was convicted of assault, drug possession, and resisting arrest following a nightclub brawl in Sweden. TikTok, Halsey. TikTok. Mel B has been given a bit more time in her custody war with Stephen Belafonte, but will be allowed to keep her daughter for overnight visits as long as there's another adult around during the visit. According to a new custody order, the AGT host needs a, quote, responsible adult around when her 7-year-old daughter Madison stays the night. The problem is, does she know any? Drake and Meek Mill have put the past behind them. Yep. In a gesture of goodwill while performing in Boston, he invited Mill on stage to show the crowd that the pair had buried the hatchet. "This really gave me peace of mind tonight," Drake wrote on Instagram, alongside a photo of the pair shaking hands and smiling at each other on stage. Phew, now I can sleep tonight. Donald Glover, 34, announced to a live audience that his Childish Gambino tour would be the last. Glover said, quote, "If you're at this show, know it's the last Gambino tour ever. I love you for supporting me and coming out," unquote. You know, he's busy with his FX series Atlanta and voicing the role of Simba in the upcoming remake of Disney's The Lion King. Talented bastard? I mean, Donald. Backstreet Boys singer Nick Carter won't be charged for allegedly raping Dream singer Melissa Schumann in 2003. Melissa said Nick forced her into a bathroom and forced oral sex on her, then made her reciprocate. Carter then took her to a bedroom and forced intercourse. Carter claims the sex was consensual, saying, quote, "I'm shocked and saddened by your accusations," unquote.
Guilty.
David Henry, an actor best known for his starring role alongside Selena Gomez on Wizards of Waverly Place, was taken into custody at LA Airport after trying to bring a loaded gun through security. Henry, 29, was arrested after TSA agents found a loaded M&P Shield 9mm pistol. He was booked into the LA Pacific Division jail and is now officially known as Dumbass David. Another day, another Wizards of Waverly Place arrest. This time, it's Selena Gomez's former on-screen love interest who got busted for DUI at Burning Man in real life. Actor Daniel Simonis, who played Dean Moriarty on the Disney Channel show, was arrested and booked for DUI in Pershing County, Nevada, right outside Burning Man. Daniel can now return to obscurity.
The Trash Bin.
It's been a year since Sofia Richie and father of three Scott Disick began officially dating, and the Kardashians now fully support the couple's relationship. "Everyone really likes her," a source close to the Kardashians said about Richie. "They think she's a great influence, and Scott is so in love, so it's not a problem," unquote. Now there's an endorsement from hell itself.
The news wrap-up.
Baidu, China's largest search engine, is aggressively expanding into artificial intelligence and self-driving cars. The next generation Apple Watch will be getting a new health sensor called an electrocardiogram. BMW will discontinue producing diesel engines for the U.S. market in 2019. Haagen-Dazs is testing a delivery service so you'll never have to chase the ice cream man again. Oh, yeah.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Predator opened at the top of the box office.
The number one album.
Paul McCartney's new album, Egypt Station, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one book.
Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari. That's the number one nonfiction book.
DJ Diplo and producer Mark Ronson have teamed together for a new project called Silk City. The pair lifted the name from the Silk City Diner in Philadelphia, where Diplo performed as a DJ early in his career. He says they've been talking about doing this for over a year, really wanting to do something sophisticated. The Uptown Funk hitmaker and the major laser star finally joined forces after all the talking, with the fruits of their labor paying off with this new track. Here's Diplo and Mark Ronson, a.k.a. Silk City, featuring Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Electricity.
All I see is you, baby.
That was Silk City featuring Dua Lipa with the song of the week, electricity. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.